This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Monday morning to you. It's 580 Live. From the Parmar Store Studio, the voice of Charleston, WCHS, Sears Mighty Men Hotline, 304-345-5858, Ruth Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy, back off injured reserve, and she is serving as our producer today. Still not up to speaking on the air yet, so we'll have Caitlin on with us a little bit later on the week. But we are glad that the kid is back, and Anthony Harmon produced the show one day last week, and then Coop did the rest and did an admirable job, but there's only one Caitlin. Thank goodness for that. So here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Lots to get to today. Former Mayor Danny Jones is going to stop by. Danny and I are going to kind of wax poetically on the Trump hearing, the January 6th hearings. That's coming up a little bit later on. Also, some big happenings within the state parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And we're going to talk to Danny about that. Plus, Alex Thomas from the newsroom is going to stop in to give us a little insight on some things going on with the it's a busy weekend. Let me just say this for our state parties and both the Democrat side and the Republican side. And Alex from the newsroom is going to stop in to tell us about that. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Big week for the folks at Parmar, one of their latest stores on Huntington. 1002 9th Avenue is set to open on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, Parmar will open the all-new Parmar Mountaineer Mart Pick Pack Grocery Store in Richwood with the ribbon cutting at 2. Then on Friday at 2, Parmar will break ground on their first ever store in my native Logan County at the Appalachian Outpost. That's the former Rita Mall there. Remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon. Speaking of things coming up soon, the regatta is on its way back. J.D. Pauley, who's the president the American Sternwheelers Association, joins us this morning. J.D., good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing fine.
I'm going to go ahead and just hazard to say that you're excited that the regatta's back.
There's a lot of us extremely happy.
Extremely.
That we got something going back in the city of Charleston.
Well, before we get into talking about specifically things going on as it pertains to the regatta itself and the activities, talk about your passion for these big old boats. You and I were joking kind of off the air, and you said something to the effect of, "Don't go into it unless you're very handy and you got deep pockets."
Is that pretty good? If you're handy, you don't need deep pockets.
Okay,
but if you're not handy,
got
it. But being able to work on your own stuff definitely helps,
right?
Because there's always a problem. We've got a good group of people amongst us. Basically, call us a dysfunctional family, but we help each other out tremendously.
So what is it that first got your interest going in the big boats?
The history.
Okay.
The history of the river. I've always kind of been into the history end of it, and I got involved back in about 93 running a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 97, I ended up buying a boat. And July 11th this year, I'll own mine. The Hobby 3 for 25 years.
Wow.
And never thought it'd ever happen.
How difficult is it to learn to navigate one?
Pretty simple.
Okay.
Every boat's different, but
sure, yeah.
You just got to, you learn the current, you learn the winds, you learn what your boat will do, and it's, you're going to tear something up. It happens. I mean, we beat and bang on each other. It's kind of like bumper boats, but especially when we go to dock.
Mm-hmm.
But you've always got good hands there handling lines.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, people screaming at you, hollering at you, and laughing at you.
Yeah.
So it works.
Sounds like a family reunion with my family.
A dysfunctional family reunion.
what can you tell us about the history of the Sternwheelers in Charleston?
Oh, mercy. Basically, the river built this town.
Yeah. And several towns in our region.
Right. I mean, with the salt trade moving it out, you know, it's just originally there was 10 locks. They were scheduled for 11, never built the last one. And 37, they built the three locks that are here now. And it's just the history of this area is phenomenal with the river boats. Ward Engineering used to be across the river. And, you know, just the boats that were built. The P.A. Denny's one of them. It was originally built there as the Scott. Mm-hmm. And it's still, matter of fact, I helped bring it up river on Sunday and Saturday. Yeah. And it's setting in nitro right now. When they get the barges in place here in Charleston, it'll come up probably Wednesday or Thursday this week.
Right. And then, of course, all the activities will be get underway next week.
Right.
Everyone seems, again, we're talking with J.D. Pauley, president of the American Stern Wheel Association. Everyone, J.D., seems to have a regatta memory. Give me a couple of yours.
Good one or bad one?
It's your time, man. You tell me.
Wow.
Let's start with the good.
Let's start with the good ones. Just meeting people. I mean, once you get hooked up with somebody that owns one of these boats, and, you know, you feel like you just want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And you just...
It's like a fraternity, I guess, like a close-knit group.
For the most part, 99.9% of the people that own these boats are extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask, you talk.
Yeah.
And it's just the group of people we have come to know and become a part of. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
All right. Now, any negatives?
Probably some evenings I don't remember. Maybe alcohol induced. I don't know. That was
a long time ago.
It was a long time ago
in a land far, far,
far
away.
Far, far away.
That doesn't happen anymore. J.D. Pauley,
yep.
President of the American Stern Wheelers Association. So when the regatta is up and running full force, how many boats we expecting in?
Probably 26, 25.
Yeah, that voice you hear in the background is our good friend meteorologist Brian Hughes, who is kind of the chairman of this thing and a boater himself. But he stopped by the studio to coach you a little bit today. He said you were kind of shy
specialties.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that was one of the things that was asked when people, you know, when it was first announced that the regatta was coming back. Mm-hmm. One of the first things we got, and people, you know, texting the show and calling and saying, will there actually be, you know, will the Stern Wheelers be there? I mean, that's the whole focus of the regatta to begin with, you know, the entertainment and the food and the games and all the things going on for kids. That's all wonderful, but what it's really all about is, and it's even in the name, it's the Stern Wheel Regatta. It's the Stern Wheel Regatta.
You know, bring it back, the boats will be here.
Yeah.
I guess what we always say is we're always looking for a party.
Okay.
And we don't have to have much to have a party. We, you know, three or four of us get together, we can just tie up and have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of bring the party with us most of the time, and we just enjoy ourselves. I mean, we literally enjoy showing off the boats, telling people about the boats, the history of the boats. I mean, there's boats from the 1920s
mm-hmm.
all the way to newly built boats within the last 10 years.
And I would imagine too that with people coming in from out of the area, it's always an adventure for them too, as it is when you go to their areas.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's just meeting the people. I mean, there's a lot of people out here interested in these boats. They just don't know how to even get started.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they just come down, they ask questions, and I've met some great people. Actually, there's a gentleman in South Carolina that built a boat. It took him 10 years to build it, and he started when he started coming up here to the regattas, and he just started talking to people. And about once a week while he was building this boat, I'd get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I mean, and he's got it on a lake down in South Carolina, beautiful boat, and it's turned out great. I mean, you know, it's a passion. It turns into a passion. I've told people before, it's like when you buy a boat like this and get involved, it don't become part of your life. It really becomes your life. Everything you do, all your friends kind of revolve around it, your vacations, your everything. But it's enjoyable. It's fun.
Well, and again, with we've talked about this on the show, JD, in the past, with us starting to come out of COVID. COVID's still around. It's not going anywhere. But now, I mean, we're seeing everything that's going on, you know, all the different festivals and whatever. I know I talked to some folks in St. Albans earlier, and they had their Yak Fest and Tour de Cole this weekend. It was absolutely packed there, packed everywhere for these different things. And when you factor in the boats and you factor in the entertainment and the games and all this is going to be a huge, huge event for Charleston. I mean, and not just Charleston, but
250,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Total.
250,000 people is what we're expecting for this thing.
I mean, there was a saying we had in the old regatta, is like regatta estimates. You know, they'd estimated at 500,000, which, yeah, maybe 300. But, you know, they always say regatta estimates of this many people. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a good time. I mean, it's Brian, I know him and Josh and the mayor, they've worked their butts off on this thing, and they're cramming 10 days of stuff into 4 days.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work.
Because it's not nearly as long as it used to be. Because
it's down
just
to 4 days, it's kind of mirrored off of Marietta, which is a four-day event.
Yeah.
And it just kind of works out perfect. It's not too long. It's not too short. And, you know, most boats get in here a week ahead of time, enjoy the city, spend a lot of money in the city. You know,
eating,
going to the bars,
hotels,
eating, shopping.
And,
it brings a lot of revenue in.
All right. Well, J.D., if people want to learn more, is there a website they could go to, or
the American Sternwheel
Facebook?
Association's got a website. It's AmericanSternwheel.org. We've also got two Facebook pages. One is American Sternwheel Association, and one is Friends of Sternwheel Boat.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great time, and of course the race and just looking at the sternwheeler is going to be a big part of it. J.D. Pauly, president of the American Sternwheel Association, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me,
Mr. Hughes. Appreciate you making your rounds to the building too. He's taking his morning nap over here right now, because you know he gets up like at 1, 2 something like that in the morning to go do the weather. So he's. Yeah, he had his nap. Had his nap early. Well, all right. So, guys, when Brian, I think, is going to be on with us a couple times between now and we're out of time. JD, pleasure to meet you, and thanks
nice
for being here.
You.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Alex Thomas from the newsroom is going to join us to talk about some of the doings and some of the happenings within the Republican and Democratic state parties. Normally, you know, it kind of rests on the weekend, but not this weekend. And he's going to join us to talk about that. Plus, former Mayor Danny Jones is here. We'll get to your calls a little later. Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5850. Fruit Pharmacy, text 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by Husson's. The June special of the month at Husson's, a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, or to find your nearest Husson's pizza location, go to hussonspizza.com. We're back after this. It's 580 Live and the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses bring first-class businesses to your community.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers,
swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX Bitel does that for free with RX Bipack. Visit RX Bitel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some exes are a real pain in the backside. But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
922, phone calls to 580 Live at service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming to 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Some big news out of the two major political parties over the weekend. We'll start with the Democrats. First, Delegate Mike Pushkin was named the new chairman of the West Virginia Democratic Party. Now, that happened during their meeting in Bridgeport on Saturday. Belinda Biafor, the previous party chair, opted not to run again, so congratulations to Mr. Pushkin. I'll have him on the show on Wednesday, not as a political candidate before anyone gets their undergarments in a wad here, but as the new chair of the Democratic Party. It's got to be like the Maytag repairman of political jobs right now, to be the Democratic Party chair, a party that has basically no power in West Virginia. But, you know, he'll make the most of it. He's an ambitious kind of guy, I'm sure. So there's that. Then, late Saturday night, our own Alex Thomas, who joins us now, broke a story at WVMetroNews.com about the current chair. But for how long will he be the chair of the Republican Party? Mark Harris. Alex joins us now. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How about yourself?
I am doing fine, man. Thanks for joining us. So this story broke like late Saturday evening. What exactly is the story here on the Republican Party chair?
Right. So the Republican Party leadership here in West Virginia is calling on Chairman Mark Harris to consider resigning from that position. This comes after multiple allegations of inappropriate behavior. The party not stating what that behavior is, but from our sources that we've contacted, is that there were comments made to other Republican officials that are raising eyebrows, and they really don't think that Harris, based on those comments, is fit to serve in that role any longer. So this comes as the party itself is also considering some leadership changes. And so the timing on this could be, you know, better, could not be better if you're this group of people. But at the same time, they go back to inappropriate comments allegedly made by Harris. When we contacted Harris about this Saturday night, he had no idea that this was coming, and he really didn't have any reaction at that moment.
And the complete story is posted to WVMetroNews.com. Is there any insight you can give us in on this? I know it's kind of he said, she said at this point, and he said he had no idea that it was coming.
Right. When we reached out to our Republican sources, they said that he did know that something was pending, something was looming regarding a possible resignation, and that a statement would be coming at some point. I don't know if it was necessarily ideal for him to have something come down on Saturday night around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But at the same time, from what we have gathered, something was going to come at some point. We just didn't expect it, or he didn't expect it, maybe, at that time of the day. And we don't know much about the comments as well. We know that they were made to top Republican officials, but at the same time, what those comments were, what exactly was said, and who they were said to, that information is not being shared by our sources or party leadership.
So, you got to be real careful. And Alex, you're a professional, one of the best in the business. You know this. You got to be real careful when you say, well, these are allegations. These may or may not be true. But obviously, there's got to be something there, I would think, for Republican Party leadership to – now, I'm not talking about Chairman Harris, talking about the others – to give you the comments that they did.
Exactly. You just don't come out with a statement on a Saturday – when nothing really else is going on, because it's Saturday, and come out with a statement like this. There has to be some kind of incident, some kind of moment that led you to this point. And this, from what we've gathered, this has been building up for a few weeks, that, again, that there was a call for resignation looming, and Harris apparently knew that based on who we've talked to. But at the same time, this all came down on a Saturday night, which is not the best time for news.
Exactly.
If you're going to break news, you don't want to break it on Saturday night because people are out, people are getting ready for church the next day. You want to break news when everybody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. So there had to be the straw that broke the camel's back sometime last week that led to what we saw.
It's a developing story, and we'll keep following it. Alex, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks for stopping by, and you can read the story at WVMetroNews.com. Appreciate it, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Alex Thomas from the newsroom. 927, former Mayor Danny Jones stops by. Danny, good morning. How are you, sir?
David. Good to see you. I was just thinking, I don't know any of these people. I'm Mark Harris, but I know Mike Pushkin.
Yeah.
I'm on the end.
All right. I'm going to go back to the Democrats here for a moment. Then you and I are going to talk all about right. some of the stuff with the Trump with the January 6th hearings. Your thoughts on Mike Pushkin being the new Democratic Party chair for the state?
I know Mike. I like him. So I'm in. You know, when good things happen to people I like, I'm happy. The Democrats are finding themselves in the same situation that we were when I was elected to the House in 1988 and served.
We meaning Republicans at that time.
Republicans, mm-hmm. and there were 20 of us in the House, and there were probably five or six. I don't even remember how many in the Senate. At one time, they got down to one Republican senator in the Senate. So I know what it's like to be in the minority, and I would tell the Democrats I would not be the Me Too party. You can triangulate a little bit, but I think I'd be what you are. Tell the truth. Get three things about what you are, mm-hmm. and this is why we ought to vote for you. And you know, the Republicans did it. It took them 80 years, but they got it back. I don't think the Democrats are going to get it back in my lifetime. That's what I'd give that advice to anybody, mm-hmm. to be who you are, be willing to negotiate. Now, I know this about, you know, a guy like Mike. When it comes to legislation, he's a crafter and a sculptor. He'll deal. Mm-hmm. And he is really good at working with Republicans up there to try to make things happen.
Do the Democrats, Danny, have any relevancy in West Virginia at all in the current political climate?
I think they do. They're the opposition party, and they can put out statements and have positions. And actually, they're the party that doesn't have anything to lose. And so that puts you in an enviable position. I remember Governor Caperton used to do a thing on – when I was in the legislature, and he first would give a interview to public radio, and they'd feature it, and then they'd let us give a response, and we'd take turns going over. And the last time, I was the one that gave the response, and when I got done, they didn't do the interview anymore.
That was it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Republicans could back then we could do anything we wanted. We weren't, and every once in a while, you could sneak up on them. Because we had a whole lot of conservative Democrats in the Senate, Bob Kiss being one, Harold Michael, and these were people we could put stuff together with, and we could make things happen, sneak up on them.
Former Mayor Danny Jones is with us. All right, so you kind of touched on this briefly, and you said kind of let go of the Me Too and kind of this other stuff. If Danny Jones were the new state Democratic Party chair, you are now Mike Pushkin.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'd get three things we were about. When I said Me Too, I'm not talking about the modern day Me Too.
No.
I'm talking about the Republicans before I was born that were accused of being Me Too Republicans.
Okay, yeah.
Because they voted for FDR stuff. You know? But I would have a broad list of things I'm for, but I'd pick three of them and go for it. And this is what we're about. One, two, three. And then you can have a whole bunch of others. Don't congest it with too much stuff. And you're going to have to stick with that.
And I think, too, that you've got to do as good a job as you can to distance yourself from what has become the National Democratic Party. And, I mean, I really do, because here's the thing. Now, in a 24-hour news cycle, when everybody's plugged into Fox News, CNN, Twitter, whatever it is that they're plugged into, as I've used this example many times on the air, and I change the county every time I do it, you can be running for Wetzel County Assessor, but you can say, if Danny Jones is a Democrat, a vote for Danny Jones for Wetzel County Assessor is a vote for Pelosi. And it's not. But that's the identity politics that we're in right now, Danny.
Well, Kanawha County still elects a Democrat majority on their county commission, a Democrat sheriff. And the next time I'm hoping that Joey Crawford runs. He's a Democrat. I'll be supporting him. But I understand what you're saying, and that's true, but that only goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, pretty soon people say, wait a minute, you know, I know that guy over there. I know Dave. He's a good person. We grew up next to each other, and I think he'd be a good assessor. But I don't know if I told this story on your air or not, and you can tell me if I did, because I tell stories, and I don't know. I don't remember where I tell them. My father got me interested in politics, and when I was 10 years old, we had a meeting. We were eating breakfast over at Quarry Diner and sitting right in the window where he liked to sit. And it was neat for me to go out and have breakfast with my dad. And he said, I said, Dad, Nixon had just gotten beat by Kennedy. And I said, why did that happen? He said, well, he said, West Virginia is a very Democrat state. I said, okay. He said, Charleston's a very Republican city. And it was. We elected Republicans. We only elected one Republican for something like 30 or 40 years. Well, 30 years, because John Hutchinson was elected in 71, but he might as well have been a Republican. Mm-hmm. He was a very conservative guy. And so now it's just the opposite. See, I don't I wish Lance Wolf well. I love him. He's a wonderful person. I don't think a Republican can ever be elected again to be mayor of Charleston.
You said that.
Yeah, I just don't think. I think they let me get by with it because of the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
I know Danny. He used to serve me sandwiches, or he served me this, or everybody knew me. So they and given the alternative, they viewed me as what I was, basically an independent. And so I got elected.
All right. Before we move on to something else, let's switch gears to talk about the Republicans in West Virginia. Supermajority right now, I don't see, I mean, I don't have the whole list in front of me, but if I look at the races across the board, I don't see any way that the Democrats do anything in West Virginia this coming general election. Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm talking about on citywide. I'm talking about statewide, your legislature, and so on and so forth. But if you're a Republican right now, how do you mess this up? I mean, what do you do? I heard a Republican strategist at a meeting I was at one time saying the only thing that can defeat Republicans in West Virginia is other Republicans infighting, things of that nature.
That's right.
Your
thoughts
on that?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's it. The only thing that can defeat the Republicans are Republicans. And a guy like Rich Lindsey, mm-hmm. who's a Democrat who could be reelected, he needs to stay away from the other Democrats. Go buy this himself. Get a list. Go talk to people that are going to vote in the election. And I think see, he's one Democrat I've targeted. I think he can be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and I know Senator Lindsey's a regular listener of the show. He's probably listening today, so maybe he'll take your advice on it.
He'll be getting a check.
It's Juneteenth, and it's West Virginia Day. Now, West Virginia Day is a little bit different because, and you got to follow this. West Virginia is celebrating the new federal holiday that is Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Yesterday was the actual day, but since it's on a Sunday, today is the federal observance, so banks, post offices, governmental agencies, all closed. Except that, with today being West Virginia Day, Juneteenth in West Virginia was officially observed in West Virginia on Friday, meaning a four-day weekend for state workers and others. Hope you got all that. So just wanted to make sure that we throw that out there. There's all kinds of West Virginia Day activities going on. Read about it at wvmetronews.com. Your thoughts on the state of West Virginia before we go to break, Danny? I mean, you've chosen to live here. You're a guy that you do spend time in other places. I know you like to go to California and different places, but West Virginia is home to you.
Of all the places I could have been born, I was born in the right place. And West Virginia's part of it, but it's mainly Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And Charleston is indelibly etched in my soul. It just, I always knew it, and I knew I'd never leave, and this is the right place for me to be. The rest of West Virginia is a little different, because West Virginia is different in every corner.
It is. It's a very diverse state.
But like in southern West Virginia, if I go down there, people know me. Because mm-hmm. of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Northern West Virginia is different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know some people up in Weirton, but mm-hmm. I'm not known in those areas. And I don't know too much about those areas, except the Northern Panhandle, it's been terribly devastated by the steel industry, which is no longer doing that much. I mean, we're still used to have, I think, 12,000 employees, and now they may have, I don't know, a few hundred.
Right. I know they don't put slaw on their hot dogs up there, which totally freaks me out.
Yeah, they look at that kind of funny.
Well, we're going to talk about January 6th and get Mr. Jones' take on the hearings when we come back from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for shopping locally.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
I'm qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Supply chains are breaking down worldwide. Inflation is reaching record highs, and the future seems uncertain. Are you prepared to go off the grid for a week? Maybe even longer? Keller Survival has resources for all of your prepping needs. Keller Survival also does custom embroidery and provides uniform services for first responders. From MRE meals and water purification systems to uniform polos and trousers, Keller Survival has you covered. Stop by Keller Survival today, located on Washington Street and Cross Lanes.
Get away with Mardi Gras Casino and Resort's Big Adventure Giveaway. In June, lucky North Club members will gain one free entry plus an additional entry for every 100 base points earned. On July 2nd, one lucky winner will win a prize package of camping equipment. One will win a trip to the lodge at Geneva on the Lake in Ohio. And one member will win the grand prize trip to Tenaya Lodge at Yosemite in California. Visit Mardi Gras for your chance to win an unforgettable vacation prize package. All games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Save big with local pizza favorites Pepperoni Grill. They're back as this week's 50-50 Friday. We all love Pepperoni Grill's pizza, pasta, and wings, and now you can enjoy their pulled pork and ribs hot off the smoker with all the fixins. You also have to try their delicious new Cuban sandwich or their tasty West Virginia hot dogs. Located in Kanawha City. Friday at 9 a.m. go to WCHSnetwork.com and click the 50-50 Friday button to get 50% off gift certificates for Pepperoni Grill and others courtesy of the WCHS Family of Networks.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Minutes away from 10, 580 Live, brought to you apart by the Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown baseball team. Visit DirtyBirdsBaseball.com. Former Mayor Danny Jones is with us. Text from the Fruit Pharmacy text line says, Lance Wolf signs are posted all over the South Hills area. Never imagined I would see that.
Oh, sure. South Hills used to be real Republican. It's not that much anymore, but I would imagine Lance is well known by a lot of folks up there, and there's still some Republicans up there. And he's a nice guy. I've known him for the better part of 5 decades. He's just a nice person. You know, he's going to get votes because of that.
Mm-hmm. But not enough, in your opinion?
40%.
Think so?
We'll see.
20 minutes away from 10. All right, Danny, let's talk about January 6th. I know you're a big follower of national politics. The hearings are underway. And we'll kind of ask you the broad question first. Your thoughts on the hearings for January 6th, what you've seen so far?
First thing, I think everybody ought to watch them. And I have Trump friends that say they'll watch it for a few minutes. It's just a hit job on Trump. Okay, maybe. But you ought to watch it. And then if you really think it's a hit job, mm-hmm. Take notes and pick it apart. After the first one that was on national news and Fox got criticized, I watched it on Fox Business mm-hmm. because I like the commentators. I mm-hmm. like Brett Baer and I liked Jonathan Turley, and they had Trey Gowdy.
Mm-hmm.
And as commentators, even though they didn't get to have much commentary, after the first one was over, they said, Trey Gowdy said, what was probative? Because that's what hearings should be about. What's probative? What did you learn?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Trey Gowdy said. I think his conservative credentials can go along unquestioned. He said Trump lost the election, and he knew he lost the election. And that's what's probative in the first hearings. The second hearings and the first hearings were all to make the guy that Adam Schiff called the second most dangerous man in America, turn him into a hero. And that was Attorney General Bill Barr. And he got down there and said what he said in his book and what he said on interviews. It was all BS. He told the president, a lot of people told the president. But the night, this is hard to believe, the night he got elected, what happened was he was going to go out and claim victory. And Rudy Giuliani was drunk and trying to push him into doing it. And then on Fox, Chris Steigerwald, who used to cover me as a reporter, came out and announced Arizona had gone for Biden. And that cost him his job.
It did. Yeah.
Someday somebody will tell me why, because it was the absolute truth. They have a war room that's isolated from the rest of Fox News, where they pride themselves on being the first to predict stuff. They called the 2012 election for Obama. They were the first one to do it, and they were the first one to call Arizona. They were right, but for some reason, Chris got fired. And that kind of put a hatchet into Trump's claims that he's going to win because he lost Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So the third hearings were very just unbelievable, because there was an attorney there named Jacob who spoke for Mike Pence, and it's their feeling, and I think it's become law now, that Trump falsely said that the Veep – hold on, let me get
– put the spectacles on there.
The Veep had the power to change the election results, and he wasn't buying it, and he had lawyers. He had Michael Luttig, which is a brilliant conservative lawyer. He slowed down and got a little slow at his speech now, but Bush wanted to put him on the Supreme Court. Harry Reid said no, so he couldn't do it. So there was an angry exchange after all that happened, between Mark Short, who was chief of staff for Pence, and Jason Miller, who worked for the president. And here's something that happened, which is kind of defining. They breached the Capitol at 10 after 2,
mm-hmm.
breaking in windows. They were going in. And so Trump did a tweet at that time, and people were trying to get him to call him off. Instead, he tweeted that Mike Pence could change the election roll. And that surge, that made a surge into this Capitol. And
that's when you started to hear the hang Mike Pence kind of things, That's right.
And Pence and his staff, you know, they had gathered in prayer that morning at some early odd hour. I mean, they did this, I think, on every morning. And let's see. Trump talked to Pence on the phone sometime during that day and called him a wimp and a PY.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like I said, the breach of capital is 2:15. The tweet is a 2:24. And he said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to act. Okay? And the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, according to they now have somebody on the inside, they call him W1, said that they would kill Mike Pence if they could have found him. They were going to kill him.
Right.
And so Trump, let me see. He sees Trump knew about the violence before the that tweet at 2:24, and then finally at 4:15, he asked his people to leave the Capitol. So, in the end, once again, they went back to the Bible, and they were tucked down in the basement for 4.5 hours. They wanted Pence to leave. This is interesting. They wanted Pence to leave, and they were all getting in the limousines and getting ready to go. And his Secret Service guy said, whose name was Tim, said, "We're going to get in." He says, "Tim, I respect you and I like you, but I'm the one with the hands on the wheel." and we're not leaving. Mm-hmm. And he said he didn't want it to have a video of a vice president at this time fleeing the Capitol.
Right, yeah. The optics of that. Yeah.
They stayed there until finally they could gavel the House back in, and Pence went up there, and they announced probably close to midnight that they the Biden and Harris had been elected. And this lawyer for, or this chief of staff for Pence, whose name is, I've got it somewhere. I said what it was, but anyway, I fought the good. They went down, and he read out of the book of Daniel. Daniel was the one step down from the king of the pagan Babylon, and he was given an order to do something, and he wouldn't do it because he wanted to be truthful to his higher power. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then another one had this. This is from Pence, 2 Timothy. He said, "I fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I kept the faith." It's all really quite. I mean, it gives me, it raises the hair up on my arms, and I think that people ought to watch this, and I know you have more Trump backers than not. I think they ought to watch it, mm-hmm. and take your notes. Tell me what you see. I'd like to hear that. If you see something different, now in the first presentation, a couple of things I didn't like, and this happened in the third presentation too. First thing, why did Ivanka have to testify? That's the first thing.
Right.
And second thing, they took phrases out of her sentences to use as answers. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You start something to give it context, and then they pulled the phrase out, and they did that twice. It just made me feel uncomfortable. And then the second thing, Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo and talked about what a great rally it was and all the love is in the air. He was talking about his rally. Mm-hmm. But what they did, they took that sound and they put it over top of the guys breaking the windows, and which is not what he meant at all.
Right.
So that made it discomforting. So
what, Danny, what role do you think, if any, and this is what this whole thing is about, what role do you think that the former president has in all this, and responsibility wise?
I think that it depends on what the attorney general, and I guess Biden, but I'm not sure what the attorney general wants to do about it. But they are outlining a conspiracy where the president would have to be at the top with Giuliani and this guy John Eastman. He was one of the shot callers, and then whoever was in the war room at the Willard Hotel, which would include Roger Stone and what's the long haired guy's name with Breitbart, used to be with Breitbart. I can't think.
It escapes me too, but I know who you're, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of them that were part of this. Mm-hmm. And they could conceivably put an indictment together. That was my question about the whole thing. What's the purpose of all this? They've impeached him twice. The second time without hearings, it was ex post facto, after the fact. So what are they doing? I think it's a trying to establish a predicate for an indictment. Now,
I would agree.
They could do this, and they could indict everybody but Trump and do what they did with Nixon and just put him as an unindicted co-conspirator. And then all of a sudden, all those cards would fall, and then they'd have a case against the president, which would be a lot easier to pursue. Here's the problem they've all got, including President Trump.
Do this, and then we'll go to break. Go ahead.
Okay. They have a problem because it was done in the district, mm-hmm. so they can go in front of a jury in the district where Trump got 6% of the vote. How's that working for you? Okay.
951 580 Live brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore and the Thornhill Motor Mile. Come tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers to get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at thornhillgmsuperstore.com. We are professional grade. We got a lot of text to get to and more on the January 6th hearing. Coming up with former Mayor Danny Jones. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio in the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family. Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Did you know that most homes and businesses in West Virginia have some sort of foundation settlement problem? If you're experiencing a settling foundation or sunken concrete slab, call the professionals at Marco Concrete Lifting. With the most advanced solutions and engineered equipment, your structural stability is their top priority. Marco Concrete Lifting can provide a structural engineer referral upon request. Protect your biggest investment, your home. Call Marco Concrete Lifting today at 722-LIFT. That's 722-LIFT.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
7 minutes away from 10, 580 live from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. Former Mayor Danny Jones is with us.
And if you need a good restaurant, T. Dan, would you please?
Please go see Danny.
Danny's Barbecue Stand.
Only a couple days left because you're going to be closed in 11 the month of July.
11 to 6 for the next 2 weeks, and then we close in July. And you got a text from Mike Stewart.
Yeah, actually I did. It said, those who choose to run under the Democratic flag chose it. Political party is a choice. Those running as Democrats today chose the flag of Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Hillary, etc. People are responsible for the decisions they make. Political party is a choice.
You know, it's getting old. And the more you say it, it's getting older. When the people in his district, I like Mike, and Mike, you know what Mike forgot to do in 28 months? He forgot to come in my restaurant. Okay, but I like Mike, but that stuff is getting old and older, and it's not going to last forever. And the Republicans will take over the House. They'll win 50 seats in the House of Representatives, and Mitch will be the majority leader, not by as much, but he'll be the majority leader. So what do you got in text?
Oh, let me see here. If all that the January 6th committee has exposed is not a conspiracy to stop the fair transfer of power on January 20th, what is, according to a texter?
Well, that's why I want the Trump people to watch it. Tell me what you think. I'd like to hear your views on it. The Trump folks, go ahead.
In the January 6th hearings, the Republicans, William Barr, and all the other Republicans who testified told the truth about Trump knowing he had lost the election, that Trump ignored that fact and started the big lie that the election was stolen, and tells that lie to this day. Steve Bannon was who we couldn't think of earlier. It was appreciated texture telling me that. For God's sake, says the texture, the purpose of the January 6th Select Committee is to determine the facts of the attack on the Capitol and propose legislation to try to prevent another attack, according to a texter. The Trump rioters, text continues, read Trump's tweet via bullhorn. In the midst of the violence, the rioters reacted angrily and then came for Pence. They disgraced Trump, encouraged mob violence. Are those Republican values?
Well, I'm not a Republican anymore, but I don't believe so. And I think that, like I said, the Trump folks ought to, it's all on YouTube. You can watch every bit of it, uninterrupted, no commercials. And I think people ought to look at it. And they need to decide what kind of Republican Party they want. And the kind of people I thought would be a good president, like Mitt Romney, they all hate now. Mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, on August 16th, she runs for re-election. She will be defeated. I don't think she cares. I think she's going to go back to Wyoming and be what she calls herself, a cowgirl. And she has five children, and maybe she'll have time to spend with those and her grandchildren and hopefully have a good life. The funny part about it is she's 92% conservative. Mm-hmm. She believes in all the stuff her dad did and everything, and a lot of people didn't like that. But when they had a gathering to commemorate what happened in January 6th, all the Democrats were in the House chamber. There were only two Republicans, and that was Liz Cheney and her father. And her father had floor privileges because he used to be a member of the House of Representatives. But I think that people need to look at this, and I think it's a predicate for an indictment. That's what I think. And if they don't have to indict Trump, they can indict all those people around him. But that text, that tweet, whatever they call it, I'm not on Twitter. So that tweet he put out at 2:24, that's pretty damning. When he knew they had breached the Capitol, they had broken in, and he said Mike Pence didn't have the guts to do what he wanted. And that third hearing made Mike Pence look like a superhero.
Yep, it did.
And it was just – that's why I think people ought to watch it. And there's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
They have an agenda. It's well-programmed, choreographed. They have teleprompters. That makes me uneasy.
Which leads me to this next text, Danny. It's the text says, if the case against Trump was so compelling, they shouldn't need a hand-select bias committee to make the case.
That's a fair criticism. That's a fair criticism. But I think that, and I think Mrs. Pelosi said this, that she wanted to establish a narrative. And I think that is, in fact, what she's done, and it's still going on. And now 6 out of 10 people, I don't know if it's because of the hearings, but an ABC News poll, 6 out of 10 think that President Trump ought to be charged criminally mm-hmm. with what happened on January 6th.
Text says, January 6th is a partisan sham. Hard to form an honest opinion when the public only sees one side.
Well, okay.
and that's where I would go with this, Danny. And I think at the end of the day, this is not going to change anybody's mind.
Yeah,
nobody that's a Trump supporter is going to go, man, this was nuts. I'm not going to do this. Go ahead.
Eastman took the Fifth 100 times. He could have given the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Eastman, you know, the guy that came up with his scheme, took the Fifth Amendment 100 times.
All right. Danny, as always, got to go. Oh, by the way, somebody wanted to know if they could have your chili recipe.
No, but they can come by and eat the chili.
And then buy it, please.
You better get by there.
All right. Go get the best ribs, the best chili in town. Get that smoked chicken salad, too. That's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Danny's got great food. The place to eat is on Courier Street.
That's
you got to do it over the next couple days, though, because Danny's going to be closed in the month of July.
2 weeks.
All right, Danny. Thanks a lot. Coming up on the show tomorrow, State Auditor J.B. McCuskey's here, and Putnam County Republican Party Executive Tony Hodge is here tomorrow as well. My producer, Caitlin Murphy, welcome back, kid. Follow the news today at WVMetroNews.com. I will see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
CHSAM, W243DRFM Charleston, and W283AQ Crosslanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.